It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.
Bars and hoops, Lamar and swoops, back alley cats, the back door cuts with alley oops, posting up, you on block or Mike and Booth, and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh yeah, said we merging them, got 50 with a surgeon, and some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin's, and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blender. How about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Bars and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts, but now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up or crossed off, actual facts, points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace, whoever's on your favorite team, El Amin on the verse is still great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate, the facts we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on tape, who sports makes for a take, so true or you can debate on who you really done rate, come through it really be great, the truth of fact like a state, AAM or Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Steals the Great, Zy Flair.
Yo, yo.
Episode 57. Man, can you believe it, man? We moving through these episodes.
Definitely,
like crazy,
definitely,
you know what I
mean? Definitely.
Word, man. But today's episode, man, we got a lengthy lineup for you, man. We're going to talk a little NBA. We're going to talk a little NFL. You know, we're going to talk about some hip-hop, because right now it's a lot of spicy stuff going on in the hip-hop world. And it ain't Desus and Mero versus Envy, you know? And they've been roasting them lately.
Killing them.
But, yeah, we ain't going to talk too much more about that, man. We got a whole bunch of other topics to cover, man. So, you know, we're going to also touch on some boxing, too, man, because, you know, a big fight is definitely in jeopardy, or it's probably done now, you know, after the decision that was made today. But we'll get to that, man. But setting it off, man, let's start it off with the NBA, man, you know. You, like me, you know, we be on social media and we see a lot of things, man. And, you know, word came out that Hall of Fame inductions were made today for the Basketball Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? And there were some questionable names up there, you know, namely, you know, Steve Nash, you know, Jason Kidd, and, you know, Grant Hill, you know. And it was a mixed bag of emotions, man. What do you think about that, man?
I think Jason Kidd belongs there.
Word?
No question.
Wow.
Great career. Definitely got good numbers.
Uh-huh.
Got the championship finally. You know what I'm saying?
Did he win a chip? Yeah, he did. He won a chip. Aye. I forgot Jay Kidd won a chip with Dallas.
Yeah, he led that Dallas team against them Heat boys.
Yeah.
The Steve Nash part.
Boy.
You don't agree?
Hell no.
Why?
What has he done?
I mean,
what has he done?
2-time MVP, man.
All right, so 2 MVPs get you into the Hall of Fame?
Steve Nash has some great moments, man.
He was a good point guard, no doubt, man. And one, from where he came from?
One of the best top 5, I would say top 10 at that era. I'm not going to go top 5, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People start going crazy.
Yeah, yeah, because they want to dig all in the bag and talk about JoJo White and all these other. I wasn't around to see those guys, but I'm pretty sure they was tough. But I don't know, man. Nash, to me, like, he was great, man. He was a great point guard for the system. That he was a system guy. He didn't really flourish like that until he played under Mike D'Antoni. With that 7 seconds or less system, and he was able to do what he wanted to do.
Listen.
When he went to the Lakers, what did he do?
Well, that's not fair with the Laker part, because his back been messed up the whole time. He didn't even play half a season that whole Lakers thing. He been messed up. Now, had he been healthy,
yeah,
and playing with Kobe, it'd have been a little bit different. But I mean, his back's been all jammed up. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you're not overweight. You're not, you know, but whatever. Yeah. Your back hurts. Your back hurt. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's one thing is. You can't. I mean, ailments. You can't get past that. If it's
he averaged 14 and 8 for a career.
That's it.
14.38.5.
Those are Hall of Fame numbers. So that means that Stephon Marbury, first ballot, without a question asked.
18 and 8.
It was 20 and 10 for a while until he came to New York.
Yeah.
And then he started eating Vaseline, and then he went to Boston and now he's in China, but he won two chips in China.
The man you just mentioned messed up his career, Dan Toney.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan Toney's a sucker. Dan Toney, you know, I hate Dan Toney.
Destroyed that. And then with the whole New York fiasco was just terrible for Marbury, but holding him out. Don't want to pay him his 21.
Yeah.
You know, by the time he got to Boston, he was no good because his
confidence was shot.
Yeah. So
his confidence was definitely shot. But Steve Nash averaged 14 and 8 for his career.
Yeah.
Boy. That's, if I'd have played a couple seasons in the NBA, I could have probably made it Hall of Fame then, you know? Nah, let me stop.
Come on, man. I don't know how that. I don't know who's on the board that pick and choose these dudes. But yeah. I definitely go on the record and I say Grant Hill, prior to him and his ankle injury, deserves to be there. Maybe afterward, because even afterwards, after the 4-year hyenas, he still averaged 14 when he came back with Phoenix.
That's a tough one for me. And that was the major name that I was like, nah. Grant Hill, as good as he was, he didn't have a big enough body of work for him to be Hall of Fame. Now, I guess they count in college and all that, but hey, man, to me, Grant Hill.
Well,
didn't live up to the potential. Pause.
Let me read Steve Nash.
Okay.
Career highlights. Okay. Two times most valuable player.
Uh-huh.
2005, 2006. Okay. Eight-time NBA All-Star.
Eight times.
Three-time All-NBA first team. Two-time NBA All-Second team. Two-time All-NBA third team. Okay. Five-time assist leader.
Okay.
Four times 50-40-90 club.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
It's just all
WCC statistics. Player of the Year.
Uh-huh. Western
the
Conference.
The rest is like, you know.
Okay. So.
NBA champion 2017.
He won a championship?
That's what it said.
Woohoo. Nah. Steve Nash won a championship?
He won a championship in 2017.
Wow.
As a consultant.
Oh, as a consultant. Yeah.
The Warriors.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That don't count. You know what I'm saying? Because it threw me off like 2017. Nah. Nash, he, you know, as great as his numbers was, it's all product of that system. That was a gimmicky system, man. Like,
yeah, because it was like everybody just do. You basically freelance.
You freelance. You had the ball in your hand 95% of the time.
The point guard.
Yeah, as the point guard, and you made all of the decisions. The coach gave you the green light to make all of the decisions with the basketball. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, that's a skill that everybody has.
His career.
He has that skill.
His career points, 17,387. The career assists, 10,335.
Those are respectable numbers. I can't front. You know what it is? The name. The name isn't sexy to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Steve Nash goes to the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, you look at the numbers. Those are some gaudy numbers. I can't front. He's not a bum. He wasn't a bum, but it's just like, Steve Nash, Grant Hill, you know, Grant Hill was hurt half of his career. You know, we didn't really get to see a full potential Grant Hill. And I don't think that he ever won. And my thing was.
He was robbed of that, man.
He never won a championship.
That dude was special, man. Yeah. Like, before, I don't care what nobody's saying. Everybody rave about, you know, again, I don't want, you know, I'm not hating, but everybody rave about the point forward. Scotty, Braun, and all this. This dude was a walking triple-double before that ankle got messed up, man.
Yeah.
If he was healthy in Orlando when T-Mac was there, those 4 years would have been crazy. And I think him being hurt is what prohibited Tim Duncan from coming over there, because Tim Duncan was rumored
to go to Orlando too
before he re-signed with the Spurs.
I remember that.
I sincerely think that.
I remember that. But for me, it's like even when he was healthy, they weren't winning. You know what I mean? The Pistons weren't winning.
Nobody won when Mike was there.
I mean, but he wasn't even close. I don't even know how many playoff appearances he really has. Like, I don't think that he ever made it to, like, a conference final or, you know, second round at that. And that's what people kill Carmelo about. That's why I'm like, yo, all of these guys making it to the Hall of Fame, that means Carmelo's first ballot, hands down.
Well,
you know, people can hate him for other things outside of basketball.
He went to the Western Conference Finals in a tough West.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Now, the East is a whole different story. Yeah. A whole different story. I think the Knicks set him up to lose because, you know, regardless of them trying to put those pieces around him, by the time he got there, Stoudemire's legs wore out.
Yeah, strength.
You know
moves.
What I'm saying? He had already given him a strong 2 years, and that was it.
Yeah.
So he was off and on, which pretty much left the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
Unless you count the little stint Jeremy Lin had.
Linsanity.
I mean, what else did they put around him?
Yeah, they didn't put a lot of pieces around him, and you know, he definitely put New York on his back, and the way that the franchise did him towards the end, man, was foul, and the way that the fans turned on him was foul as well. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, man. I think that, you know, Grant Hill, I mean, granted, you know, he had a great college career.
That's where I think he'll get it.
Yeah.
Because his numbers are similar to Nash. Yeah. I mean, 7-time NBA All-Star.
Uh-huh.
All-NBA first team 1-time. 4-time All-NBA second team 1-time.
Wow. Once.
NBA Co-Rookie of the Year. NBA All-Rookie Team. Uh-huh. 3-time NBA Sportsmanship Award. 2-time NCAA Champion.
I just realized what they did, though. And now I see why he made it. The fact that Jason Kidd made it, they had to put him in there because they was co-rookie of the years.
Yeah, but Jason Kidd had more.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Jason Kidd deserved to be there.
Yeah.
He won a championship. Yeah. His numbers speak for themselves. He dominated the East when he was on the Nets. Like,
yeah, look who
you
he
can't
took.
Question
look
him.
Who he
yeah,
took
look
to
who
the
he
finals.
Took. Yeah, look who he took to the finals. You can't question Jason Kidd's selection. But Grant Hill, it's a little questionable, man. And I think that they just lumped those two together because they was both co-rookie of the year. Now that you mentioned that. That just came to me.
I just think there's certain players like him that was meant to be special. Him,
yeah.
T-Mac, Penny Hardaway, before those injuries.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, this dude actually played 35 games in a 4-year span.
Yeah.
And when he finally got to being back to being healthy, now you reduce him to a role player because, you know, in the league, you get older, the league gets younger.
Yeah.
You know, when you get 1 year older, younger people come in.
Younger people come in.
So by the time he got in there, what more can he do? He still managed to get 14 for the Suns. So, you know.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. That's a fact. But it definitely was a hot topic, man. It was questionable. A lot of people felt like, nah, he didn't belong or he didn't deserve to go. So I know I wasn't the only one. But, you know, when you break down some of the numbers, you could be like, all right, now I see why.
Yeah.
He did go.
I think we're more leaning towards his 2 NCAA chips.
With Duke. So that means Christian Leitner's next. Come on, man.
We hate Duke.
Yeah,
yeah, no right.
Word. Bobby Hurley, like, where is he? His
please.
Brother Danny is killing in college
please.
As a coach.
Please.
You know? Yeah, but it's interesting, man. That was interesting, man. A lot of people, and I was definitely peeping to, like, the feedback from a lot of people. A lot of people felt like he didn't deserve to go, but hey, man, like you said, it could be an overall body of work from college to the NBA, but he was a dominant force when he was healthy. I can't lie.
Yeah.
And he was the face of Feli's for a minute.
That man was a walker. I had a pair. I had that first pair.
Yeah, facts.
That
and
man,
Sprite.
Yeah, that man was a walking triple-double.
Yeah,
so,
facts.
At that point.
That's a fact.
You know?
But nevertheless, man, can't take that accomplishment away from those guys, man. Congratulations to those guys. But it made for some interesting topics and discussion throughout the week because, you know, a lot of people got caught off guard with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But moving forward, man, let's go to, you know, the Kawhi Leonard situation, man. What do you think about that, man? Like, that's a messy situation, kid. I didn't think it would get this bad.
I don't know, man. I mean, he's not saying what's going on. Pop ain't saying what's going on. Yeah. All we know is what the media says. And that's not much that they know. He's saying from what they telling us, it's basically like he's saying, I'm sitting out till I get better. Mm-hmm. But the doctor's saying, you are better. You can play now. Mm-hmm. But he's saying, well, I'm waiting till I get better. So I don't know. I don't know. Now there's a whole bunch of trade rumors. Him going to Boston.
Oh, God.
I hope that happens. I hope that happens. Shout out to my Celtics. You know, I'd give away Gordon Hayward for him.
Oh, my God. Look at y'all, man. Ready to give away Hayward or
Hey, boy. Because I like the rookie. Don't give away the rookie. I heard them talking about giving the rookie away. I like Jason Tatum.
Tatum is tough, man.
But they said, all sorts of trade rumors. We'll see. I think they might be holding him out to make a run in the playoffs. But, I sincerely doubt he'll be there next year.
Yeah,
if it's like this, I think it's more than we don't know.
Me looking from the outside in and like paying attention to a lot of the backdrops and stuff that have been happening over the past 2 years, I think that a lot of it, some of it, this is just my opinion. This is my speculation, just looking at everything. My opinion is that the whole LaMarcus Aldridge situation, where he felt like he wasn't getting enough touches and he was ready to be traded and all of that.
Yeah, because I remember he didn't want to be there. Now all of a sudden he's quiet.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I think it got something to do with that.
But that's the perfect 1-2 punch.
Yeah, but
you got a 2010 guy and then you got this guy. That's all you really need. And then you got the best coach in the NBA.
Yeah, but LaMarcus Aldridge could only function in a certain capacity. That's why he was complaining about the offense. But Pop had the offense structured around Kawhi at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I think it was a conflict of that. That's just me speculating from the outside. And you know how basketball is, kid. Yeah. Dudes be having ulterior motives and you jealousy
gotta
on
the
low.
You gotta join the system.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But, dude, you was there. Had you stayed in Portland, you'd have been with two marquee guards that's jacking up threes.
Exactly.
So what's the difference?
But those two guards are dominant. Like, if you think if he wasn't in Portland right now, they wouldn't be killing?
I mean, yeah, they would be killing, but if they jacking up three, it would be something to see because Kawhi is one person, and he's playing both ends of the ball.
Yes,
so I think that would have made the perfect combination. You got your big man, you got your small forward, and then you can have the Patty Mills, the Tony Parkers up top, and them do what they do because if you're not going inside out, you got Kawhi that's doing what he's doing.
But it definitely, I think that a little bit of it has to do with that. I think that Kawhi sees that the Spurs don't have enough to compete in the West now with what Houston is doing, what the Warriors did, OKC is stacking up. He's like, yo, everybody's depending on me to come back and be the savior.
Let me tell you something.
One man?
If Kawhi comes back to the Spurs and Pop gets them on a good page, I think they can beat take Houston or Golden State in seven. You don't think so?
No, hell no.
Pop's system is crazy.
Nah, man.
You don't think so?
Nah, they can't compete. They're too old, man. They got Gasol, Ginobili, Parker.
Yeah, but they got young pieces too.
Yeah, they not built for it. That's what I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, I think that Kawhi is really looking at it and seeing that the system is starting to be how you say it. Antiquated and starting to be obsolete.
So you think he's holding out?
I think that he's holding out. Like he's done with the whole San Antonio experience. He's probably looking at it like he got to work 3-4 times as hard now in the West.
You're moving away from the best coach in the league.
Yeah, but Popovich, at the end of the day, he's getting old too, and he wanted to hang it up after Tim Duncan. You know what I mean? At one point,
because supposedly that three was supposed to go out together, but. Yeah. Ginobili and Parker still there. Parker don't start. Ginobili don't start. Yeah. I'm sure after another year or two they'll be gone. But that was his trio right there. So.
That's true. But look at this. Imagine this now, right? Okay, obviously this is probably Pau Gasol's last year, right? He's gone. Tony Parker, he's on his last leg. He's gone. Ginobili, he's gone.
I think Powell stick around. I know that Ginobili and Tony will go. I think Powell may have 1 or 2 years left in him. He'll come off the bench and be a decent dude for, you know, for a team.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't think he's ready to go just yet.
And they're not a deep team. Look at their bench. You got Patty Mills, who's up and down. You got DeJounte Murray. You know, he's still getting his feet wet. He's not a superstar. You got Rudy Gay. You know, his time is ticking as well. Like, he's not an impact player like he once was.
Well, his head case got him in a lot of nonsense in Memphis.
Exactly. And then the rest of the team is like, who are these guys? You know what I mean?
Well, if there's one person that can make those guys work, it's Pop.
Yeah,
bro. I agree. They may not be the marquee dudes, but, you know.
Yeah, man. But at the end of the day, man, talent now is what's ruling the NBA, especially in the West, man. Look at Houston's roster, man. They got Joe Johnson now. You know what I mean?
And that makes them that much deeper.
Yeah.
But Chris Paul or James Harden.
And Harden.
What have they done in the playoffs?
I mean, we're going to see this year.
We have to.
We're going to see this year.
I didn't think
that they would play together.
I was the biggest one that said they can't function together because they both ball dominant. But Harden choked.
Harden is
Chris
MVP.
Paul choked. Harden been to the finals, you know, with OKC.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, the Western Conference Finals. But we'll see what they do. They definitely got a squad. And I believe in a 7-game series. With Golden State healthy, they might be able to take it to Game 7 if they don't beat them.
I think they could beat them, man.
Yeah.
I think they got a legit chance of beating Golden State.
Yeah.
You hear Kevin Durant coming out saying, well, we're not invincible, but if we play the right way, we can win.
Fuck around, he might join them on some
sucker shit. That's my team.
You know what I'm saying? He's going right to Golden State. The next young boys is coming up. Oh, yeah. I'm right there.
Word up, man.
That Houston jersey with pride.
Word up, man.
You can't beat them, join them.
Mm-hmm.
That's Russ.
And another thing was smoke. Like, now, I didn't hear the comments that Steven Jackson made, but I heard that he was basically calling Tony Parker a sucker for
that
calling Kawhi out. Like, because he's like, yo, no, nobody, like, players just ain't going to come out and say stuff like that unless Popovich is well aware.
I think it was something along the lines of him saying he's faking his injury.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, because they held that players only
meeting. Yeah.
So
that tells you all right there. Like, Kawhi just ain't happy with the way the team is looking. He probably not happy with the way the LaMarcus Aldridge was bitching about the offense. And he probably feel like, yo, man, I see the future already, man. The league is getting better. We're getting older. Pop is the type of coach that, you know, he's not with the bringing in an abundance of talent. He's a system guy.
He's not a young guy.
Yeah, he's not a young guy.
He'll play the older players.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Which I never understood, because how you expect these younger guys to develop? You wait 10 years and then to finally come into their own, and the average year for NBA player maybe 10 to 13. So,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. Exactly, but, you know, I can't tell that man how to coach his team.
Nah, of course not. Of course not. But all of that being said, man, like you said earlier, Kawhi's, I don't think he's coming back to San Antonio after this year. You know what I'm saying? He's reportedly back in New York working on rehabbing his quadricep.
Maybe he'll land up in Knicks.
Yeah, he might. Well, that's one of the rumors that's going out there. Like, the Knicks is targeting him and a bunch of other people. Who isn't the Knicks targeting?
Knicks got money. Knicks got money for him and somebody else.
Yeah, they got money. The only one that they got money, well, nah, they don't have that much money now that I think about it.
Yeah,
the whole Joakim Noah situation.
Yeah,
I forgot that they still
paying
him.
Now, let's just say he go to New York, right?
Uh-huh.
You still in the same thing.
Yeah, in the same boat.
If you're thinking the Spurs are old, the Knicks are not old, but they're not good.
Yeah,
so
they not.
What do you do? And you being there, how's it going to attract other people to come?
Who, Kawhi?
Yeah.
Oh, other people will definitely come if he goes there.
So they could have came to the
Spurs.
And
then the KP? Nah, what? They probably looking at it like, yo, he doesn't want to be there anymore, bro.
Well, the Spurs ain't on the paper.
Yeah, and they not paying nobody.
I mean, they gave him his money, but, you know, when worst come to worst, you know, they ask people to take their thing.
Yeah,
Tim Duncan took his, you know, you want to win, take the pay.
Man, and that's the thing, man. And, you know, that ain't working no more in today's
game.
Nah,
because people want their money now.
Exactly.
It's a business because if you on the team, they'll deal you. yeah. anytime they want. So yeah. now it's like, well, I might as well get my money before that day come.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And one last thing is my man, shout out to Lenny. You remember Lenny, we had spoke to him over the phone one time. He broke down that injury. You know, he's a fitness guy, you know, fitness guru, health nut. He goes to the gym 3-4 times a day sometimes. Like, yeah. He's really a beast in the gym. He said that injury, the way that he tore his quad, like in the middle, is very hard to rehab that. And he said his career can borderline be finished. So I think that the injury is a legit injury. And he could probably re-tear it. That's probably why he's so scared.
If only you know how your body feels.
Exactly. A doctor can tell you ready, but you know how your body feels.
You can stand in there and let them examine you, but if you know...
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Yeah, facts.
Who am I to question? You know your body better than anybody else.
Facts. And he's looking at the fact, like his usage rate, like what? He's going to come off an injury and they're going to use him about 75 to 85% of the time.
40
you're sticking
minutes
the
night.
Best. Yeah, you're going to be sticking the best guy on defense.
Hell yeah.
They're going to be leaning on you for your offense. So it's like, he's looking at it like, man.
And in the Western Conference, he's going to be guarding guards.
Come on, exactly. Like, you think his job going to be easy?
Slowly.
Come on.
They're going to have him on all the point guards.
All the point
Shoe guards.
Guards
point
small
guard,
forwards.
Small forwards.
You got KD. You know what I'm saying? You got Harden.
Steph get hot, and you're on Steph.
Yeah.
KD get hot, and you're on Steph.
Yeah, he looking
they
at
play
like,
Houston, he on James Harden. You know what I'm saying?
Chris Paul.
They go to OKC.
You got Russ.
PG is hot. He on PG.
George.
Or Russ get hot, and you on him.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? So he's not stupid.
Yeah.
He's not stupid. He's like, man, listen, man. I'm going to chill before y'all run me into the ground, kill my value. Because, you know, he a cheap dude, too.
Yeah, he got that 90-something, man. He chilling.
Yeah, he's still driving Honda Accords, I heard.
97 Utah. UConn Tahoe.
Wow.
97, still with the Braves.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at
interior,
him.
You know what I mean?
I ain't mad
done
at him.
Done up. Yeah, so, you know, that's a lot going on with Kawhi, man. But I think for him now, he's probably thinking more so about, you know, the business side. That's the only reason. That's the only way I would think for him, one, to come east. Is to come to a bigger market.
It's so easy.
Yeah, he'll shoot through the roof. He comes to a bigger market like
it's
New
so
York,
easy.
Boston,
he don't
Chicago.
He don't have to work hard.
Yeah.
That's why I was telling when I was going through all of that, I was like, you know, Melo should stay east. With KD, he should have went east, but everybody was like Washington.
Yeah.
He was like, I grew up there. I ain't coming back there. And he made a choice for his life. He obviously got his reward from it, but you know, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to work that hard.
That's a fact. Word, man. But it's gonna be an interesting season, an interesting outcome in San Antonio. I don't think he's playing the rest of the season. I think they played his last game for the Spurs a long time ago, and they're gonna have to figure out what to do with him in the off season.
They're not gonna bring him back now.
It might be a draft night trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure because it's too late. He won't have his legs under him enough to bring him back now, when the playoffs start.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a different shape. Basketball shape is a different shape than just working out, man.
It is what it is.
Word, man. But moving along, man. You know, your boy, IT, out again.
Out again?
Yeah, man, getting hip surgery, man. Second hip surgery. He's done in L.A. Yeah, the bag done disappeared for him, man. He has so much at his disposal.
Blame that on Danny Ainge.
Yeah, Danny Ainge is like, oh, you want us to back the truck up, huh? Okay. We're going to back the truck right up over you.
Boston don't pay nobody, man.
Boston.
They're not paying. Not 200 to you, man.
Mean streets of Boston.
Yeah. Shout out to Benzino.
You know what I'm saying? Ray Benzino.
You know? They're not going to pay you 200. You had a great season and a half, two seasons, you 28 points a game.
Yeah.
You know, you did big things by leading your team there.
Yeah.
But they're not giving you Steph or Russell Westbrook money.
Yeah, facts.
Simply, I think at a point it's whack because of his height. It's whack because of that dude. Nobody said nothing about his height while he was scoring 28 a game all season.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I think
it's politics.
It is.
And once they got rid of that, you know, he should have known better not to expect that. Boston's cheap.
Yeah. Boston.
They ain't paying nobody that.
A lot of his success came from Brad Stevens' system, too. You You know what I mean? And it started to look more and more like that. Like, because he couldn't fit in Cleveland. He was barely fitting into L.A. You know what I mean? Now it's he wasn't 100% healthy regardless.
Like, at all.
And to be honest with you, like, his situation kind of reminds me of the Bo Jackson situation. Remember after Bo messed his hip up, he was never the same
anymore. Yeah.
He ended up having to retire. He couldn't even play football anymore.
Yeah.
And it's looking like that might be the same fate with Isaiah, man. hip, man. That's important, man. Like, that's a real
that's
important.
Your move. Yeah, that's your movement. Yeah. But, I think, I think what happened is with him, he should have, the Cleveland thing wasn't going to work. Number one, because I said Braun's ball dominant, you're ball dominant, that's not going to work. And he actually was taking more shots than anybody on that team.
Wow.
But the Brad Stevens system worked because he needs the ball in his hand.
Yeah. Got it.
And if it's other stars there, it won't work. So he always had the ball in his hand, he made it work. And that's how he thrived. But playing off the ball, I don't see him doing that.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him, but it's going to be a long road for him to get back to where he was a couple of years ago, man. It don't look like it's happening no time soon. You know what I mean?
You think L.A. going to keep him?
No,
I don't think so.
If they're pursuing LeBron, there's no way they keep him.
No, LeBron ain't coming here, but I don't think they already made their points clear. They're going with Lonzo. So I don't think he's going to be on that team. Nah. And this will be the 1, 2, 3 team in the season in 2 seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, third team in 2 seasons is not a good look. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh.
Compared to where he was just 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's sad, man.
Yeah. On top of the fact that things got out in Boston about him not getting along with some of the teammates.
Yeah.
The fiasco in Cleveland. Him and Kevin Love.
Yeah.
So he got a bad moniker on him already.
Yeah. So. You know what? As we're about to move on, as I'm looking at this next team and looking at the fate of what's going on with them now, the Philadelphia 76ers, man, they in the playoff hunt. They actually vying for the third. They are in position to get out of the third or fourth seed in the playoffs. Now, a team like that, when Isaiah Thomas gets healthy, will probably be a good look for him to come back and bounce back and rejuvenate his career. You know what I mean? Even though they got Markel Fultz back the other day, you know, he looked like he's getting back to rare form. But I think that situation would probably be a good situation for somebody like Isaiah Thomas to come off the bench again, get your weight up.
He made it known.
Huh? What?
He made it known he's not coming off
the bench. Well, he got no choice now. You got injuries, bro. Like, you're not the same.
And it's worse Isaiah. Now because you got your starter, Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Now you got Fultz who's coming back. Yeah. So, you know, he definitely ain't going to play third string.
I mean, look at what J.J. Redick is doing there. You know what I'm saying?
J.J. Redick got $22 million to be here.
But this is for one year. But this is what I'm saying. Isaiah Thomas can play that type of role. You know what I'm saying?
True.
He can play the two to Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons guard the two guards on defense.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So a situation like that would probably be a great place for him. Joel Embiid is there, but right now he's out. He got a fractured orbital bone in his face.
Bad break.
Yeah, that was a bad break for him. So he's going to miss at least a few weeks going into the playoffs. You know what I mean?
They say he'll miss the first game
round?
Or the second game.
Oh, first, second game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad because, you know, that's a team that got a promising future ahead of them. Now. It took them long enough.
And they're young, too. Yeah. So they're going to be all right.
It took them long enough.
They're going to be all right. Like he said, he made sure his legitimacy as a big man.
Yeah.
In a weak East,
he's
doing what he do.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's putting up the numbers.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Can't be wrong. They're going to be all right.
Yeah, they definitely going to be all right for the next 10, 15 years. Knicks going to have a lot of problems around rebuilding, man. This is going to be a long road back. But, you know, speaking of Ben Simmons, man, like, technically, this is his first year as a rookie.
Yeah.
But he's been down for 2 years. He's been practicing with NBA talent for 2 years. Should he be considered in the Rookie of the Year runnings with Donovan Mitchell, who's a official rookie?
Yeah.
You think so?
He didn't play his whole rookie season.
But he practiced with the team last year,
That's practicing.
What you mean that's practicing? You playing against NBA players in practice. You had a year under your belt to see the league, understand how the league
didn't
is.
Didn't they do that with Blake?
Huh?
Didn't they do that with Blake Griffin?
Blake Griffin?
Blake Griffin didn't play his first year.
He didn't.
See?
He won Rookie of the Year?
I think so.
Yeah. But I don't know. So what do you think about that Rookie of the Year?
I think he deserves it.
He deserves to be Rookie of the Year?
Putting up his numbers.
Yeah, he definitely doing.
The dude is triple-doubling every other night.
Walking triple-double for sure. For sure. But yeah, I look at it as he got the advantage, man. For that one season. But like you said, his numbers is, you can't deny him. You can't deny his numbers, man. He's definitely putting up triple-double numbers. And he's the new LeBron, man.
I just wish he get his jump shot, yo.
This is what they said about LeBron.
8 feet, 7 feet, and that's it? That's your range?
This is what they said about LeBron. Yeah. Same thing. And he's taller than Bron.
I still want LeBron to shoot the ball. Yeah. You get him out there and let him shoot.
Yeah, facts.
Nice. Yeah, Blake got Rookie of the Year. Okay. See, same thing.
So he got Rookie of the Year, but, you know, I just think it's an advantage, man, being in the league, watching the league, traveling, going through the ups and downs, and, you know, being, you know, hitting the rookie wall through practices and stuff like that. So I think that it was a little unfair advantage. But like you said, numbers don't lie, man. You can't take away his numbers, and he's doing what he's doing. And they classify him as a rookie. That's what you got to live with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nerd. So moving along, man, what do you think about, you know, the Houston Rockets being the number one seed in the West?
I don't take them serious until I watch the playoffs.
Wow.
They're great, a great team. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I seen James Harden flop in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I seen Chris Paul give up a 3-1 lead in the playoffs.
Yeah.
When they start to do their playoff thing, I'm gonna sit there and watch.
Yeah.
And then definitely when we have that show after that, I'll give y'all my assertion on that. But right now, I can't speak on something they didn't do yet.
Yeah. You know? And it's interesting because the head coach has never been out, but he's never been to the finals game. I mean, championship game.
Nope.
He's always had his roadblocks. Harden, same way. Chris Paul, same way. Joe Johnson, who's now part of the team, same way.
Yep.
So all of those guys got something to prove, man. And I think that I think this is they gonna do it. I hate D'Antoni. You know, I hate him with a passion.
Oh yeah, he's a
you know what I mean. He's a bozo. You know what I mean. I hate him with a passion, but
he just lucked up with some great plays, great man. Plays. Like, damn, Steve Nash made your career a lot easier.
Yeah,
all in 51 seasons.
Yeah.
James Harden is now making your life easier. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Come on. Like, some coaches get, you know what I'm saying, credit.
They're lucky. Yeah. Like Phil Jackson. Fuck you, Phil.
It's a whole...
You think I was going to give you no credit, you bitch ass.
Well, you know.
Yeah, man. Phil Jackson is a bozo.
I won't speak on that. Last time I spoke on that about...
With your bad hips.
Yeah, you know. I'm only going to coach on road games and shit like
facts.
That.
Sausage you know? Head, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, he only coach winners. My fault.
Yeah.
Any team that got all-stars and chance to win the championship, he coach.
Yeah, that's my team.
Man, take a bum team to the finals.
You know what I mean?
Then I respect you.
Yeah.
Next.
Look at Luke Walton. You know what I'm saying? When he was coaching on the Warriors, he looked like, oh, the next best thing.
Yeah.
Since sliced bread. Now you with the Lakers, it's like,
exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It ain't as easy as you think,
man. You definitely need to have the horses, man. And the Warriors had the horses. But now, did you see them the other day get smacked by Utah, kid, without their core guys, kid, they look worse than the Knicks, bro.
Yeah, because they ain't got no bench.
Facts.
They gave up their bench for KD.
Facts. They got
And you didn't need them.
They got no bench.
You didn't need them.
At all.
You didn't need them at all. KD did not need to come to the Golden State Warriors to win the championship.
Yeah, they definitely ruined it.
Your bench is what got you that other championship. Yeah. You had all these dudes, Sean Livingston, these dudes coming off the bench. Festus and all these guys.
Festus is silly.
You gave up all these guys. You pay KD. Now you got four strong. Man. But when you go to the when they go to the bench, you got to keep one of them out there. So one of them gonna play 40 minutes or so on a given night for firepower.
That's a fact. That's definitely a fact. You know what I mean? But the Warriors are definitely in trouble, man. That's gonna be their number one downfall is these injuries, man. I don't think that they got it. I think the league is catching up to them. teams are starting to stack up like, yo, we got to beat them. So, you know, it's just like with LeBron and in Miami, man. Teams figured out a way to stack up to beat them too, like, you know.
Listen, dude, the only reason why them dudes formed was to beat Boston.
Yeah.
Boston, they couldn't beat Miami, man, and you know, it happens.
Yeah.
But that stuff KD said the other day about teams form up to beat us.
Yeah.
Dude, you ran to the team that you had down 3-1. Yeah. You had them 3-1.
Word up.
And you ran to the team. So if I was Russ, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Shout out to Russell Westbrook.
Shout out to Russell Westbrook. You know what I mean? They questioning your judgment in crunch time. You know, they call him a bad player like Colin Cowherd, you know.
Yeah.
He be going
He's
in.
A brawn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hugger anyway.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely be hugging on nuts. He be hugging on nuts for sure. You know what I mean?
Him and Nick Wright.
Yeah, facts. But speaking of Braun, man. And speaking of Nick Wright, but speaking of Braun, you know what I mean? Like, is his reign over in Cleveland, man? Is the King's reign finally coming to an end?
Yeah, he'll get to the
get where?
It depends. When's Kyrie coming back?
I don't think they can beat the Raptors, man.
You don't think so?
Nah.
In seven?
Nah. Cleveland? Nah.
Rodney Hood and
it's over.
Them dudes don't make a difference.
It's over.
George
man.
Hill?
It's over. It's over for him, man.
I tell you what, if he don't win, he ain't gonna be in Cleveland next year.
Nah, he's going to Philly. He's gonna run to Philly.
Think he's staying at
he gonna stay east. Why go west?
It'd be smart for him to stay in the east.
Why would you go west? Like
and work harder
for real.
Such a late stage. Bro.
And you might not make it back to the Western Conference Finals or the finals, period.
You won't, not in the east.
Yeah,
I mean, not in the west. Because look who you got to battle.
Yeah, facts.
So
every round is a tough challenge. First round, second round, third round.
I think he'll draw somebody else to come
to Philly.
Maybe Paul George.
I don't know, man.
Maybe Paul George will come back east.
I think Paul George and Melo kind of hurt their value Paul George was traded there. Melo was traded there.
Melo
and Paul George.
Melo, I would say, might have hurt his value, but it's not Melo's fault. Mm-hmm. It's two shooters.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this like a lot of people I know call him bum juice and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't get that.
He's not a bum. Yeah. It's just that his firepower now.
Yeah. Yeah, LeBron patting himself on the back like he deserves MVP because of everything he went through. It's like, yo, come on, man. Like, this is why people be really looking at him like, yo, come on, dude. Like,
yeah,
you're supposed to be the greatest.
Yeah, I'm the greatest in the world.
You know what I mean?
Never heard Mike say that.
Bro, Mike never said that.
But, never float your boat, bro.
That's a fact.
You're going to make your case for that. If you're the player you know you are, you shouldn't even have to mention, I should be MVP. Or it's the person's value to a team and stuff like that. Look at here. James Harden, I thought should have won it the other year when he got robbed. But look at their record and look at yours. And look at James Harden numbers. They can say your numbers is better, but look at their record.
Yeah,
and Chris Paul was out for a considerable amount of time.
Facts. That's a fact.
So look at their record.
That's a fact. You know what I mean? And, you know, moving along, man, you know, we're going to move from the NBA, man, into the NFL. You know, speaking of head cases, you know, my man, Twinkle Toes.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Dance Fever.
Mr. Hot Spot.
Yeah, this guy, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like Odell Beckham Jr., man. I really do. I think he's a talented kid, talented player. But I think that he put himself in this spotlight to where everything he does now is going to be scrutinized. And he's going to always be looked at as a head case and a person that's a me person, not a team person.
I think he built his brand before he made his legacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He should have concentrated on... Your brand works better when you make your legacy first.
Yeah.
You get your numbers in, you get wins under your belt, such and such.
Yeah.
Now your brand is that much stronger. But if you come in just making the brand straight up, RG3 tried that.
Yeah. And look
see
what
where
that
he
got
at?
Him. Facts. Facts.
He worried about the brand. He lost the team, his confidence, and the coach's confidence in himself in Washington.
Yeah.
And then got hurt.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So right now, I think that, you know, Gettleman, you know, I don't really like him because of how a lot of these former players talk about him and the things that he does, but he's a no-nonsense guy. He's like a Danny Ainge. He doesn't have an emotional attachment to any players. If he see that the deal can be made and he feels like it's the best move for the team, you out of here. So I think that the Odell Beckham trade rumors that's going on right now.
I don't think he's going nowhere.
That's real. Nah, I think they're going to trade him, man. They're going to trade him on draft night.
I hope Cleveland don't do it. Cleveland, nah. If you hear anybody on the Browns, hear me. Do not trade for this dude.
Yeah, if they
go get your draft picks and finally get out of the gutter.
But can you think about this though for a second though? If he goes to Cleveland, kid,
you're giving up the one and the four.
No. I'm not saying they're gonna keep their number one pick because they want their quarterback.
I'm not taking a quarterback.
If they give up the four for Odell Beckham Jr., bro, their wide receiving core is gonna be ridiculous.
This is what I'm doing. If I'm the Browns, I'm taking Saquon Barkley without number one.
No, I just don't want the Giants to take Saquon.
It has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. You got four marquee quarterbacks. How many running backs you got in that draft?
I mean, it's a couple. It's a couple of.
How many are like Saquon Barkley?
Nah, it's none like Saquon Barkley. Exactly. He's the best player in the draft.
But you got four marquee quarterbacks.
Yeah, but out of those four, Cleveland only likes about one or two of them.
All right. So now you got your choice of two.
Okay.
I'm taking that running back first, and by number four, one of those quarterbacks is still going to be there.
And the Jets just traded up to number three. The Giants and the Jets traded up.
Who's number two? Who's number two?
The Giants are picking two.
Okay, and the Jets are picking
three. It's either Barkley, or if Barkley ain't on the board, the rumor is they're going to take Darnold.
So the Jets are picking three?
Yes.
All right,
and
so
they're
going to
take the other quarterback. So Cleveland will be left with the least talented quarterback out of the three or four.
I could deal with that. You know what I'm still saying? Got Tyrod Taylor, who's decent.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor's decent.
Why I'm taking. I got two decent receivers. Mm-hmm. I get that running back. My offense is somewhat complete.
Nah, they got Crowell and they got Duke Johnson.
Getting the rookie.
Yeah, I got you.
And you know why? Mm-hmm. So y'all can't have
it. I know that. I already know that.
Get you that rookie off the board. Yeah. And if you want to use him as leverage on trade night. Yeah. To get a marquee player, then you do that. But I'm picking that running back first, and I could deal with the other four or five marquee quarterbacks or the two that they got their eye on.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
Yeah.
They'd be crazy. Yeah. I'm tired of seeing these bums on TV Thanksgiving. and why are you getting a Thanksgiving game? Like, these dudes are like, oh, what? On Thanksgiving, man. Like,
yo, it's crazy, man.
You shouldn't even be on Sundays. Don't even come on till y'all get a 6-win season, an 8-win season. I don't even want to see y'all on TV. They should black y'all games.
Yo, you crazy, man.
The Browns been shit for the longest. Like, nobody ain't even remember when the Patriots was trash for years.
Before
Tom Brady and Belichick and Drew Bledsoe.
Bledsoe was there. Yeah, man. It's crazy. But, Cleveland definitely has the whole draft in their hand. But the way that it sounds is they're going to take the quarterback first. That's not them messing it up. You got to think about it. They're in the worst position than the Giants. At least the Giants know that they can get at least two more solid years out of Eli.
They already drafted a quarterback. They
should
have kept Geno. They should have kept Geno.
Yeah.
They just gave your man Geno.
Shout out to my
away.
Son Geno Smith. You
Geno
know what I mean?
Bum.
Got another chance in San Diego.
He's a bum. He won't even touch the field. Yeah, Phillip Rivers gonna have him drinking his water, man. Pass me another Poland Spring, man. It's cold out here. Give me a jacket.
Yeah, but they saying the Giants might not even take Saquon Barkley if he's available, man. They really like the Darnold kid. And
You got to pick for Eli. Yeah, Eli's on his last legs, man. Yeah.
That's why I don't think that they're going to take a quarterback. Because, you know, Eli been through that already, man. He was the one that took Kurt Warner's spot.
They may not even do that. Y'all better be looking at an offensive lineman.
Listen. They're gonna address that.
Us is gonna be another year Eli running for his life.
Man. Nah, they're gonna address that through the later rounds. The second round pick, I think they're gonna take an offensive line. They need firepower, especially now if you're talking about getting rid of Odell. I think they seriously considering it. If somebody's gonna get them two first round picks or a slew of picks, this year, next year, and the year after, Odell is out of here, man. He's out of here. And the way that the media is pushing for them to get him out of here, looking like he's going to go.
He become that much of a headache where nobody want to deal with him.
And this is the thing,
At least the Giants organization.
Look at everything that he's been through, the whole Josh Norman situation, the whole boat situation. Now you go, you know, you running around with rappers, you're getting caught on camera with bitches with blunts in your hand, and bitches with cocaine at the bottom of the bed.
Not to mention they saying that boat, it was a whole bunch of people doing drugs on the boat.
Come on, kid. Like, and now you sitting here asking for all this money and you didn't even show and prove in the playoffs. Like, one of the biggest games ever, you had mad drops.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course you open the door now for them to question you, like, why would I give you all this money when you acting like this now?
The highest paid
man.
In the NFL.
He opened his mouth too
the
soon.
The one playoff game you was in, how many yards did you get?
Raindrops. Drop tops. Odell with another drop. You know what I'm saying? For real, son. So it's like, you know, he put himself in a corner, man. He backed himself into a corner, and the odds ain't in his favor right now. You know, and then you got the owner coming out and already saying that, like, yo, this doesn't help the situation.
No.
So they coming out and telling you, like, look, man, if it's all about the bread for you, then it's best that we probably part ways
part
now.
Part ways.
You know what I'm saying?
It's about the team. Because, dude, if you got 200 yards, 150 yards, three touchdowns, two touchdowns, and that one playoff game and y'all lost, okay, you perform.
Yeah.
Y'all lost, but you perform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you can make an argument of, where's my money? Maybe not the highest, mm-hmm. but I need to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
he ain't do nothing yet, man.
At
he ain't
all.
Do nothing. That one catch. I mean, I ain't going to say he ain't do nothing. I'll take that back. The start of his career, the wide receiver, is probably one of the greatest starts in the history
like
of the league.
Regular season. But we all know when it's playoff time, that's what counts. Yeah. Peyton Manning was known as one of the greatest regular season quarterbacks until he got them two chips.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. But I don't know, man. It's looking like the Giants may really trade this guy, you know what I mean? And he brought a lot of that on himself now. And the media is the main reason for why he's on the hot seat so much now, because, you know, they just focusing on him too much now.
Now, what's interesting is, if they trade him, who does Eli throw to?
I mean, I think they're going to address that in the draft. That's why they're going to get a hell of they gonna get a bunch
dude,
of picks.
That other dude is gone, too. What's the other guy? Oh,
we still got Sterling Shepard.
Day.
We still got not Evan Engram. Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, he's gone too, right?
No, he's still there. He had a 2-year deal.
Oh, okay.
And he's there for cheap, so they might just keep him. You know what I mean? And they got a pick from Denver. I mean, they got a young wide receiver from Denver who's a big target. They're gonna address the wide receiver position in the draft too, man. They have to. They got to get more talent and more deep at the position. But they got Sterling Shepard. They got Evan Engram. So you got a wide receiver and you got a tight end. That's both young and they're both good. So
what's your running backs?
I mean, Darkwa, you know.
He's decent.
Yeah, he's decent. But they need a dynamic back like, you know, a Saquon.
They need a front line to create those holes,
but they worked on it. They've been working on the offensive line. And they move a couple people around the different parts of the line. I mean,
because,
who knows?
Unless you got a Bo Jackson who can make his own moves, you know, them guys will break down that hole and between Eli be running for his life before he's even able to hand off the ball to Darkwa.
I think that's why if they get the chance to take Barkley, it's a real chance that they will take him because he takes pressure off of that. You can't blitz now because he's the type of back like, all right, you blitz. If he don't pick up that blitz, he can creep out to the side,
catch
the pad
run
in the backfield, and then run. So he would kind of neutralize a blitz.
And if that blitz coming, Eli got to be like, huh? And then
dump it. That's
what
I'm saying.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, and he's gone. He has that type of speed and that ability. So I think that's why the Giants ain't really tripping off of getting an offensive lineman that early. They're going to address that position. They have to.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But, you know, one of the more interesting things about this draft, and it, you know, we always talk about this, like, you know, with black quarterbacks, man. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, they just talk, oh, he's just another black quarterback, like, doesn't know how to read defenses. It's like, yo, I be listening to these pros break down film on these guys.
They will give the white guy all the praise in the world.
For real.
and a black quarterback is dynamic. Yeah. Would come up, and they would be like, oh, he can't do this. He can't. Yeah. Everything is negative. Yeah. Can't do this.
Everything
can't do that.
Everything is negative. Even with Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? And Cam been in the league for a while, killing.
Yeah.
And they still find ways. Oh, he doesn't go through his progressions and all of this other stuff that you don't do with other quarterbacks, man. Yeah. And I hate that because Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback. He was a he's Michael Vick 2.0, and he's faster than Vick, and he got a cannon.
Yeah. The only, person I heard him talk recently too bad about was Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell
but
Wilson.
But they more or less chastised his size. You know what I'm saying? He's too short. How's that going to work? Oh, listen, dude got a ring.
Facts.
And it's what, third year, second year? So, yeah, you know, man. he can throw the ball at his size.
It's crazy,
and he got an arm.
It's crazy. Because now, look, now they talking about bringing Johnny Football back. He's the same type of quarterback. Runs. He's always running. Now, he's always on the run.
Running
he does things unconventionally, but he's getting opportunities to come back and play in the air. But meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick is so bad.
Trash.
You know what I'm saying? He's so bad, he can't make it back into the league, and he still can't read progression. He fell off and all of this other bullshit.
I was one of those guys who wanted Jerry Jones to look at Johnny Manziel before Dak Prescott was even mentioned. Mm-hmm. And thank God they didn't make that decision. And not because I was a fan of his, but,
yeah.
Dude, the partying, the trouble... He's already rich. He don't need y'all money.
Yeah, facts.
So he's not serious about playing in the NFL. I don't need y'all. My family got bread.
Oil money. Like Dallas,
much more
like
than
Carrington
what,
and them.
Yeah, much more than what you can pay me. So, facts. You know, his focus ain't going to be there as opposed to me and you.
Yeah.
Let's just say we came out of high school. We regular.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I need to get here to make a way for my family to eat.
Now. That's a fact.
This family been eating already.
All day. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Filet mignon.
Facts.
Caviar.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
We eating fucking chicken quarters and spare.
Word.
Over
facts.
Here
you know what I mean?
Until I get that draft money.
Facts.
So, you know,
already.
It is what it is.
Yeah, man. But it just shows you the double standard, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick still can't get a job. Johnny Manziel can get a job.
Well, you know.
He's being considered.
They won't even look. They won't even come out to look at
Cap
throwing and running or nothing.
At all.
13 people. Even if Johnny showed up at, because they say he showed up at certain camps, they still watching him.
Yeah.
Dude, it's more than obvious. I don't care how many of y'all owners say y'all not doing it. Y'all blackballed him.
Yeah,
simple.
Facts. Yeah, they definitely did, man.
Simple.
They blackballed him for real, man. Now, getting to the meat and potatoes of things, man. We're going to switch it over and switch gears, man, to the world of hip-hop.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like, you know, everything's been flipped upside down. This past month that just passed, that month of March, man, was March Madness for real, man. You got Joel Santana running out of the airport after getting caught allegedly with burners in his suitcase.
And drugs.
And drugs now, you know what I'm saying? So now he done turned himself in, and now he's facing federal... You know, drug and gun charges, man. What's your thoughts on that, man? The fact he missing teeth too, like yo, it's crazy.
The gems.
Word, nigga, gems,
yo,
crazy.
Man. What, dude? You going through the most secure place to get on the plane? Like, what is your mind state thinking that you're gonna get a bunch of drugs and a gun and a carry on?
Yeah.
Through security, the way they send you through these X-ray machines and the full body scans, it's not working,
yeah,
dude.
Definitely
like,
not.
And then for you to run out the airport, we already know who you are because you brought the ticket.
Yeah.
You brought the ticket, so we already got your government name.
Yeah,
LaRon.
Word.
You got your name. Like you fucking up, Jim. Y'all gotta talk to this dude, Ken.
Yeah.
Like, what was his thought process, man? I heard he's facing a year.
What?
That's what I heard.
A year.
That's what I heard he's facing a year.
Impossible.
That's what I heard.
Nah,
he's facing
federal drug charges and gun possession charges. That's not a year. A gun alone will get you 3 years. Well,
that's
at least
New
in New York.
See, it was in Jersey.
Yeah, but in the airport, that ain't no 1 year thing. And the feds ain't gonna just come in and take that over if it was
1 year. Now, he's looking at an asshole full of time.
And you're a rapper.
Yeah, and he's a rapper. He's looking at an asshole full of time, and they going to make an example out of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they going to make an example out of him. It's sad, though, because, you know, his career was already shot. You know what I mean? The whole Dipset reunion.
He blames that on Cam, but that's a different story.
Yeah. You know? Well, I can't even front. A lot of these guys have money for a long time at a young age. So if you didn't do something right with your bread like Cam did, if you ain't do something with your money, that's on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't sit there and blame nobody about no bread or your career because you made more than enough money to do stuff outside.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I wish I'd have got my hands on some of that money that they got early. Kid. Be out of here. You know what I'm saying?
They definitely got a few million. Definitely got a few million out the deal.
Facts.
Dude, hold it down. There's always a rainy day coming.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit who you are. It's always a rainy day.
Always a rainy day coming. Cam always been smart. He had bought a liquor store immediately. Laundromat immediately when he got it. Now he got mad Taco Bells. He said, I'll never tell anybody which ones it is, though. Because they won't support.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how it is. You know what I mean?
Word, man.
But yeah, these guys is out here losing their mind. Like this nigga Fab, you know, allegedly punched his baby mom's teeth out. You know what I mean? Now they got him on camera.
Threatening pops and Emily screaming.
Yeah,
you know want to pull out the phone and tape them.
Yeah,
the kids is crying.
Hell yeah!
But I want to know who was taping the footage though.
I don't know.
That made me think. Like, everybody focusing on Emily running and he's been. If she's screaming, she's scared of him. She's terrified. He's done it before.
The way she ran was like taping he was putting paws on him.
Yeah, but you know. And I understand that, but who was taping the whole thing?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. It was a setup, like whoever else was at the house.
Yeah, like who was taping the whole thing?
Yeah, whoever else was at the house, kid. You know what I'm saying?
The father wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
He said, I got a bullet for you with your name on it.
Word. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. It's sad, man, because now
Emily's facing to
him. Yeah, she is. She got the donkey.
Oh, my fucking God.
To show you, kid.
Straight motorboat.
Niggas get tired of beating one set of pussy. No matter how bad you are.
Even when you get it, it's always, once you got it, it's something else.
Facts. You know what I mean? Shout out to all you lovely ladies out there. I don't think like that, though.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
Emily got the motorboat. Emily, you overdue for a motorboat.
Word. Facts.
You can cry on my shoulder.
Facts. Word. You know what I mean? You can style me too, baby, for sure.
But yet, I don't want no problems.
Word up, man. But yo, behind this whole situation, man, he's facing 3 to 5 years for aggravated assault. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So, it's not looking good,
but
man.
He ain't do nothing.
We don't know.
And nobody seen no pictures of her teeth knocked out?
We don't know. We don't know, kid. Like you said, who was that outside the crib? Who was that at the crib recording
that? Recording that. They must have been in the house.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it was looking down. Yeah. Like, who's recording that? Yeah.
Who's to say that they don't got?
And how grimy are they? Because they ran and sold the footage to TMZ.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it could be a ploy to really get them. And, you know, it's crazy, man. You know what I mean? It's definitely crazy, man. But moving along, man. Getting to one of the situations that you had pointed out on social media, man. The whole Diddy tried to pay for, you know, Craig Mack's funeral. Talk about that a little bit.
Let me stand corrected. I was one that got on him. You know what I'm saying? I went to his joint and he's busy dancing on the day of the funeral and everybody was killing him. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, you know? You in that Mack funeral? Why you ain't show up at Mack funeral? Because DJ Scratch.
Yeah, Scratch posted, put out the joint.
Posted,
He was the only
celebrity there.
Yep.
Come to find out, the church or the quote unquote cult he was a part of didn't want nobody there.
Yeah.
Diddy supposedly offered to pay for the funeral. They didn't want that.
Wow.
So, you know, I stand corrected.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about it. That's peanuts for Puff to pay for a funeral. That's splash in the pan for him. You know what I'm saying?
And this is the first artist signed to Bad Boy.
Yeah, him and Big.
I know they ain't had the greatest relationship, but, you know, at least you could do is pay your respects. But come to find out, he was willing to do all of that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know.
Yeah, you can't judge a book by its cover, kid.
Guess
you know what
not.
I'm saying?
Definitely can't judge a book by its cover, man. For real. But, you know, once again, RIP to Craig Mack, you know what I mean? His legacy lives on, you know, and then, you know, a lot of people been paying homage to him. Like Kaya, baby, yeah. Going up on Flex and destroying
that
shit
fire.
To flavor in your ear, you know
South
what I mean?
South side in the house.
Word. South side, we outside, you know? Word, man. But speaking of South side, you know, South side and Brooklyn connect on social media at least. You got 50 Cent, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, my
you know
God.
What I mean? Potentially becoming business partners.
Man, leave
you know,
that kid
like,
alone.
Yeah,
man.
You know, the kid with rainbow hair and rainbow teeth. You know what I'm saying, blood?
Yo, blood. Yeah. Nobody touching me, blood.
Yeah,
yo, blood.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is blood. You know what I'm saying? Everybody throwing up signs. Everybody banging. You know what I mean? But I don't know. That's interesting. 50's a smart guy. And if you think about it, 50 kind of came in the game sort of like how Tekashi 6ix9ine came in the game with the whole robbing the industry. Remember, a lot of people took offense to it.
Yeah.
He brought a lot of attention to himself.
Yeah.
So I guess 50 kind of see like some of him in Tekashi 6ix9ine. So I guess that's what kind of made him gravitate to him. And he using the fact that he's a hot thing. He's hot right now. Everything he touches,
yeah,
it's turning to gold, and like he said.
And that's what he was speculating to Charlamagne. And I'm like, yo, man. This is going to be your hottest interview.
And it was.
Period.
And it was.
Because I'm on it.
And it was. And they tried. And yo, Charlamagne, that nigga's King Richard Petty. He tried to shoot it down. Like, bro, you know, we had interviews with so-and-so. And baby interview.
Yeah,
I'm like, nigga.
He said, yo, this is going to be your best joint.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah, facts. You know, so... You know, right now he's winning. I mean, me and you, we may not agree with him, you know what I'm saying, because of his appearance. I don't even listen to his music.
I know. My son do, but I just hear him, he do a bunch of yelling.
Yeah.
And the kids where I work at, and I'd be like, you know what? And then when I finally seen that, this is the guy that sound like that. He don't even sound like
sound
how
like
he rap.
Fredro. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody say sound like Fredro from Onyx. Shout out to Onyx.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, this guy here?
Word. And you got Game taking shots at him now, you know.
Yeah, because you know Game is on that. Game
shit.
Is on that blood really hard. So, you know, he's taking offense. So like, nigga, you playing around with the culture.
Yeah.
And the culture ain't meant to be played around with.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Cardi B, same thing, blood.
Yeah,
blood. Like it's crazy. Like I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But speaking of Cardi B, you know what I mean? She's showing that she has some real artist qualities in there with that new single,
right.
Be Careful. Now talk about that a little bit, man, with the whole situation, man.
Well, rumor is this guy, Partisan Fontaine, wrote a couple of them joints. So we'll, you know, and they saying that he got his name on the writing credits on you know, but then they got a lot of people were saying, giving backlash about, yeah, you know, it's people that write for all these different rappers. I ain't here to hate. Cardi, get your shit, your hood rat, but I ain't
wow. It goes, yo, everybody gets help, man. Like Puff said, man. Don't worry if I write rhymes.
I write checks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and this is how it is, man. It's a well-known fact that a lot of people get help. A lot of people got ghostwriters. And it's supposed to be non-disclosure agreements when it comes to this type of stuff, too. So
These
people, if they are the ones that's
paid.
Leaking this stuff.
Trust me, got paid.
Yeah. If they the ones leaking this stuff, it's like, yeah, you stupid as a businessman. Like, nobody's going to want to do business with you anymore if that's the case.
Yeah.
You can't hold water.
That's the reason of ghostwriters.
Exactly. Like, to shut the fuck up, get your check. And do what you do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's still a skill that you have to have. Somebody could write something for you, but you got to make it believable.
Yeah.
You know what
Definitely.
I'm saying? And if he was writing for her, he kind of fits with how she speaks, how she talks.
And you would have to do that, though. You would have to know what the person... It's sort of like sitting down with the person. What she do? How she rap? You got to get a feeling of what
her
the song is about
to
what she would talk about, and then you lay out the whole format of what
you're
going to do.
Exactly.
I'll be back to you in a couple of days.
Exactly.
And that's that.
You
now, you recite it in the studio.
Exactly.
And I'll just hand me my check.
Look at Safari. You
You know what I mean? This dumbass got robbed today, but I ain't gonna make no fun of it. Man. But you know, I ain't even gonna get into it because you know
I ain't gonna make fun of nobody
that gets robbed.
Yeah, you know, but when you on the gram throwing your money all over the place and
$100 on this, $100 on that,
you know, and then you know, I'm not even coming to that interview after somebody got me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, and then you see the footage of him struggling with another dude or something like that?
Nah, there's footage
I seen yesterday online with him struggling with another guy that had a knife in his hand.
Wow.
Dude, you said these dudes put a gun in your head. Nah. I don't know. I just reporting what
I
see.
That's crazy, kid. Like, you got a lot of negative energy coming towards
you. Yeah, well, you know, you trying to put yourself out there. You got your Johnson, your video, you posting up camera, you posting out, then all of a sudden you get robbed. You know, you in there with Juju and all this stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you know, yeah. I definitely if it's true that you did get robbed, my apologies, you know, I feel bad. I don't want nobody to go through that.
Open A Cam out here, put these shenanigans. Nah, let me stop. Let me stop.
Cam ain't worried. Cam was worried about that. He would never left.
Word, you know what I'm saying? But you know, speaking of, you know, Safari and, you know, we mentioned Nicki Minaj. Look, what's the accomplishment she just had?
Three albums out. 5 million per or better each album.
You know what I mean? She broke records, man.
First female to do that.
But you got to remember, too, she also had a ghostwriter who was Safari. And, you know, nobody's getting on her like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has help, man.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Definitely.
Everybody has help. Like, to me, to this day, I'm still convinced that third verse on Show Discipline
was with Styles.
Nas. Yeah, Nas and Jada.
Yeah, you did. You always said that. You always did say
go
that.
Go back and listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
You always did say that.
Think about when I splatter your mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, my niggas is happy, niggas is sad.
You always did say that. So.
You know what I'm saying? Fifth in the four, acting a bump, macking a dump. Throw you out the window and act like you jump. That's Styles.
Yeah.
But nobody's really questioning it because Jada is nice.
Jada's
spit.
Yeah.
And shout out to Kiss anyway, man. You know what I'm saying? Out here doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? Shout out to Styles. No doubt. But everybody gets help, man. Everybody has help, man. And it's nothing new. And that's why people get paid and that's why their names is in credits, man. It's nothing new. But that's crazy that this guy comes out now. But they always come out with success.
I don't know if he came out
or somebody blew it up.
Yeah, I think that might have been an issue. Somebody blew it up because
It
was a song, that same Be Careful song, that dude sang that in 2017.
Yeah.
And that's when they played that from 2017 till now.
Yeah.
With the same lyrics, and that's when they was like, oh, wait a minute, Cardi just released that. Da, 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 and it went from there.
They try to do the same shit with Drake. When you on top, man, that's when all of everybody to come out the woodworks and try to discredit you and all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's definitely crazy. You know what I mean? But, you know, shout out to Nicki for that accomplishment, by the way. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't too many females in the game holding it down like that. And she's the only one to do it. Only one to do it, for real. You know what I mean? But, you know, last on the list, man, we're going to talk a little boxing, like, you know what I mean? You heard this guy Deontre Wilder on the Breakfast Club talking about, yo, he wants to get a body in the ring. Like, come on.
It's crazy,
like,
man.
It's crazy, man. Like, and, you know, I lost my voice watching this guy fight because he just does everything so backwards and wrong.
Who's ill to where you want to actually kill somebody in the ring? Like, your sport is a combative sport.
Exactly.
But, dude, you fight, y'all give each other a handshake and a hug after the fight. You won. Keep it moving.
That's it.
You know I've seen Mike Tyson, who's one of the most vicious at knocking people out, pick guys up.
Yeah.
Give them a hug and a handshake. Yeah. Help one of them out the ring.
Yeah, because it's a sport.
And you keep moving.
Yeah, it's a sport.
You want to kill somebody?
Yeah, like, that's just dumb. It's a sport at the end of the day. And he was the first one to say, like, you know, a lot of the older boxers hate on the newer boxers, but that's in every genre, every walk of life,
every era is gonna think it's better than the newer era.
Yeah.
I'm sure music was whack. You know what I'm saying? My father, for instance, look at rap as whack.
Yeah,
his era he always thought was better.
Yeah,
I look at my sons, music is whack. Yeah. And think my era was better.
That's a fact.
So it goes from down to down to down, you
That's
know?
That's a fact.
So.
That's a fact. But yeah, I was listening to Wilder. He's comfortable with, like, okay, they could think I'm whack. It's all right. He said, but at the end of the day, I like being unpredictable. And, you know, he got a point. Like, if you don't know what your box is, if you don't know what your opponent is going to do, that's the most dangerous person
exactly.
in the world to fight.
Go out there and just do what you do.
Nerd.
Don't worry about what nobody else is saying to you. Go out there and make your money.
That's
make
fact.
Your career, and you do what you do. But the crazy, the killing part, you can deal without that.
Yeah, that was dumb. That was dumb on his part, man.
You can definitely deal without that.
He needs some PR people to really get in his ear. Like, yo, stop talking. Stop talking. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? And last on the list, man, you know, this is a disappointment to a lot of boxing fans. You know, Canelo Alvarez, you know, today he withdrew his name from the Triple G fight that was supposed to happen.
Man.
You know, in May, Cinco de Mayo weekend, like,
oh.
because of the drug allegations, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was juicing, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was juicing, man. And, you know, a lot of people's looking forward to the fight. I know I was.
That's crazy.
I was riding with Canelo the first time. I'm not a Triple G fan, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But... he got caught up, man. He got caught up with the game. Whatever he was doing, shooting needles in his ass. I don't know what he was doing.
That's
but he
crazy.
Got caught up, so he had to withdraw his name from that fight. So,
damn.
Boxing fans, we ain't going to see that fight for quite some time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't going to see nobody beat up on Triple G no time soon either. You know what I mean? Word, man. Well, you know, pretty much, man, we came down to the end of another episode, Blood.
Another solid. Yeah. Another solid one in the books.
Yeah, another solid one in the books, man. You know what I'm saying? Bars and Hoops, episode 57. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, at Bars and Hoops. Instagram, at Bars and Hoops. Twitter, Facebook, at Bars and Hoops. You know what I mean? Zy Young. What's your handle on Instagram?
Instagram, Zy Mean 130.
Mm-hmm.
Zy underscore, I mean underscore 130. Facebook, Zy Young.
Yep. And, you know, for me, Steel's the Great across the board on every platform. Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube.
You name
know
it.
What I'm saying? Instagram, you name it, I'm there. So on that note, you know what I mean? Zy Flair, Steel's
yes,
the Great. Bars and Hoops, episode 57, signing off.
Deuce.
Peace.
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile.
Only you.
Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.